Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire! For Tuesday, November 15th. What a game last night. Holy cow. Tough to go to bed last night after the Eagles' undefeated run comes to an end at the hands of the immortal Taylor Heinicke. What a game that was. You know, all week, all we heard was Eagles number one seed. Could they go undefeated? Turnover margin, they don't turn the ball over. They've got the great quarterback. They can beat you with the run. They can beat you with the pass. The Eagles, oh my gosh, they're the best team in the NFC. They're right there with the Bills and the Chiefs. And then the Eagles come out and lay a massive egg. I cannot wait to talk about this one. Obviously, the under whiffed badly. That was not a good call. If you had the Eagles in Survivor, I'm sorry, RIP to your Survivor season. That stinks. Hopefully you won your fantasy league. Me and my son went 4-0. Very, very, very good weekend in Casa de McIntyre on the fantasy front. I've got an incredible NFL quote. We're going to play a quick game where I say the quote and I will give a pregnant pause and you will try to guess who said it. It's an amazing quote. We'll do that. But first, I need to talk quickly. Well, not quickly. I might sink my teeth into this one. I need to talk about Eagles 21, Commanders 32. This was the NFL weekend where two of the three best teams lost. The Bills lose, crazy. The Eagles lose. I think this qualifies as crazy. They were undefeated. I don't think anybody really thought they'd go unbeaten. I think people had circled the Dallas game. This is a very good Eagles team. They were riding, 8-0, hurtling toward the number one seed. Now, all of a sudden, the door is ajar. Minnesota Vikings fans are excited. They're like, hold up. We're now tied with them. I know they have the tiebreaker. But if they have another slip up, the Giants are playing well, which is insane. Cowboys are going to be there. Cowboys play the Vikings this weekend in a massive game. Lots to be determined. I'll say this. I want to start. So we're at the dinner table last night. Obviously, I have the game on. Listen, this is what I do. The Herd, the podcast. you know, my life is kind of sports. So the wife is cool with me watching Monday Night Football at the dinner table. Now, we got that on mute and everything, but we're watching the game. And Taylor Heinicke is just making play after play after play. And by the way, this is a bonus of living in California, is that Monday Night Football is on when you're eating dinner. On the East Coast, it starts when the kids are going to bed. And my kids have obviously, listen, they know football. We talk about it a lot. They know NBA, NFL, son and daughter, obviously locked in. And I start telling them the story of Taylor Heinicke. And, you know, they kept showing Carson Wentz. I was like, Carson Wentz is done, guys. He's not coming back. He's not getting this job. Taylor Heinicke has this job. It's his. And he's a great story. And I start telling him about Taylor Heinicke is this kid who, you know, he was a plucky college football player at ODU. He had a cup of coffee with a couple teams in the NFL, and then it was like over to the XFL, and then he's like, you know what? My career is basically over. I had a chance. COVID wrecked me. I'm going back to school. Taylor Heinicke, as I tell my kids, was in the process of finishing his engineering degree at ODU. And how do I know ODU? Well, I grew up in Virginia, so I know ODU, obviously, and I'd heard about Heinicke when this happened, because it was a great story. It's like, whoa, you're about to finish your engineering degree and you're going to put that on hold to join Washington? And it's like, whoa, Dwayne Haskins, RIP Dwayne Haskins. He was in the mix, benched. Heinicke gets a chance. Heinicke starts a wild card game, signs an extension. You know, like, it was crazy. And my son's like, do you think he made $1 million? I was like, of course. Probably not the first time he played, but yeah, Taylor Heinicke did well enough to earn a backup quarterback contract. You know, he got like a 2-year extension, I don't know, $4 or $5 million, whatever it was. And then Heinicke is what he is. He's a backup quarterback. I joked initially he was QB1, aka Matt Saracen, you know, undersized white guy, not a huge arm. What do you want to say? Gritty, plucky, all those adjectives that describe undersized Doug Flutie type guys. And Heinicke, when he came in for relief for Wentz, when Wentz got hurt, I knew Heinicke was going to be the guy. And I'm telling you guys, he had two super high IQ plays from a backup quarterback that you absolutely love to see. And I know Eagles fans are going to hate this. Obviously, the knee at the end of the game, right? And he you know, they want to melt clock, so you don't want to throw it away. He decides, I'm going to take a knee, slides down. While he's down, Brandon Graham, I guess, is, you know, veteran, which stinks, doesn't see that the play's done and drills Heinicke, and that was it. And you could see Heinicke all fired up right after it. He knew it. He was like, oh, yes, got it. That's ball game. Heinicke was freaking out. He was like me playing basketball. On big plays, I'm freaking out. I'm excited. I'm stoked. That was one. Earlier in the game, probably overlooked, there was a snap that went over his head. At least 5 yards over his head and like 15 yards back, it takes a bounce and you're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a huge sack. Oh, this is massive. Heinicke, cool as a cucumber, picks it up, makes sure he's outside the pocket and just chucks it out of bounds. And you're like, wow, that was smart as shit. Taylor Heinicke just saved them 20, 25 yards by not panicking, picking the ball up and chucking it out of bounds. Just two small plays. The third one was not really a high IQ play, but it was awesome to see. Usually the quarterbacks are over there looking at the Microsoft pad, tablet, or whatever the thing is, and they're huddled up in jackets. You know, they're locked in on what their next series is going to be. When Jalen Hurts, excuse me, when Jalen Hurts threw that bomb to Quez Watkins with like 5 minutes left, you're like, oh, here we go, Eagles. They got it. Quez Watkins catches it, falls down, nobody touches him, gets up, starts running, two steps, drilled, fumbles. If you look at the replay, you can go on YouTube, go look it up wherever on the internet. As soon as, I think it's Devontae Smith jumps on it, can't corral it, you see a bunch of Washington football players on the sidelines starting to erupt in cheers as Washington recovers it. Taylor Heinicke is in the middle of that celebration, jumping around like a kid on Christmas morning. Taylor Heinicke was stoked. He wanted this game badly. Folks, I gotta give it to the kid. He's got moxie. I'll just keep throwing out adjectives to describe Taylor Heinicke for the rest of the podcast. I was impressed. Now, we've seen this before from him. We know he's limited. He's got a ceiling. But who gives a shit? Monday Night Football, I don't think he necessarily outplayed Jalen Hurts, but he got the win. He did just what he needed to do, delivered. And I know a lot of people are going to make this about the Eagles, or they're frauds. Not really. But their cornerbacks got straight up cooked. Terry McLaurin, 8 for $128. I mean, folks, big play slay. Yikes. Yikes. Terry McLaurin had a big game. Curtis Samuel, a couple nice catches. Jahan Dotson had the one OPI. But basically, there were 25 targets. Terry McLaurin had 11 of them. Okay? Terry McLaurin is the guy. He is the Justin Jefferson of the Washington Commanders. Basically, Heinicke drops back. He's looking for Scary Terry. These Ohio State receivers are just bad-ass football players. And McLaurin could not be checked. I can't wait for the Pro Football Focus grades to come out, because whether it was Bradbury, whether it was Big Play Slay, they both got eviscerated. Terry McLaurin owned them. And the bigger story, I guess, you know, and this was due to happen, is every trend that favored the Eagles went, every season-long thing that they had cooking just completely went out the window. And you knew it was going to happen, okay? For starters, they had the fewest turnovers in the NFL. They had 3. Next, we're talking about the most, they had the highest point scoring differential in the second quarter in the entire NFL all season. They were outscored 13-0. And the third one, which I don't even know how you quantify this, but what are the odds a kicker is going to hit not one, but 2 in a game from plus 55 yards out? And the guy's name is not Justin Tucker, okay? I'm not that familiar with this character, Joey Sly. 4 for 4 on field goals. 2 from 55+. And the Eagles go down. They're now 8-1. The Washington Commanders firmly, and I do mean firmly, are in the wild card hunt.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment... Oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It still is only week 10. There's a long way to go. Everybody will remember the Rams were 7-5 last year, struggling. Did they get hot? And that's a wrap. 7-5. That's much later than we are right now. So we'll start in the AFC. Right now, Chiefs 1, Dolphins 2, Titans 3, Ravens 4, Jets 5, Bills 6, Patriots 7. So four teams from the AFC East would make the playoffs if the season ended today. Patriots have the tiebreaker over the Chargers and over the Bengals as well. That's why Jets-Patriots is a monster game this week. I was efforting getting former Jets quarterback, who you guys know well, but it looks like we're going to have to get him next week, unfortunately. I don't think we can make it happen this week. Listen, this guy's a busy guy. In the NFC, Philadelphia 8-1. They have the tiebreaker over Minnesota head-to-head, obviously. Seattle is 3. Tampa 4. The 7-2 New York Giants are 5. Dallas 6. San Fran 7. Washington 8. Green Bay 9. Folks, this is... I mean, Washington was DOA like 4 weeks ago. This is a team... By the way, Washington should have beaten... And you guys know this, okay? They should have two more wins. The game that... I've lost two brutal bets with them. The Titans I had... I had Washington. They had Carson Wentz on, I believe it was the 2-yard line, 3 chances. I mean, the guy tries to throw an interception on first down, almost does. Tries to throw an interception on second, almost does. And on the third, he threw an interception. They should have beat the Titans. Then they peel off 3 in a row. Got a little lucky against the Colts. Taylor Heinicke, 2 long drives in the fourth. Fortunate against the Packers. Nice comeback. And then they should have beat the Vikings last week. Up by 10 in the fourth quarter at home, you got to salt that one away. So Washington, all of a sudden, 5-5. They get the Texans. That should be a W, even on the road. They get the Falcons. They have a losing record. All the Falcons could do is run. Washington has a great, great run defense. Back-to-back games against the Giants. And they have a late bye, which is really good. Chase Young, by the way, also coming back. They do close Niners, Deshaun Watson, Cowboys. Not going to be easy, but I'm not counting Washington out. I think they got a great chance. This is an awesome story for Ron Rivera. You pretty much on the hot seat. The owner's a disaster. Really positive story for Washington. The only problem is they're going to need somebody to start losing games. The Giants' schedule is easy. I don't see Dallas losing a ton of games. San Fran has more talent than almost anyone in the NFC. The team you need to start to fall off a cliff is the Seattle Seahawks. And obviously, I know I've got the whole deal with shaving the Seahawks logo in my head if they finish over 500. Seahawks have a bye. Then it's Raiders, Rams, Panthers. Those guys are all three struggling, like badly. Then it's Niners, Chiefs, Jets, Rams. So those final four games are going to be tough. But again, it's tough to project ahead, you know, because remember, at the beginning of the season, it was like Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. Jets aren't beating those guys. They beat Rodgers, and Russell Wilson was hurt. They didn't even have to face him. So things can happen, but I think Washington firmly in the wild card mix. They are going to need some help, and they're going to have to hold off the Packers, who are going to be coming strong. But if you're a Minnesota Vikings fan, you feel absolutely stoked tonight. And I just, this was a bananas week 10. I will wrap up Monday Night Football with this moderately insane stat. Double-digit favorites this season. 10-21 against the spread. If you blindly faded every double-digit favorite, you'd be a rich man. That being said, just because it has happened the first, 10 weeks, that doesn't mean it's going to continue. You guys know how these markets work, right? They're going to get efficient. Things are going to kind of even out. I'll just say this. One of the, you know, if I'm on the fence, gambling things that I'll do. And this is silly. You can laugh all you want. Teams that did not cover versus teams that did cover. If I'm on the fence about a game and it, you know, I got to pick it for the contest or whatever. I'm going to take the game where it's a team that did not cover the prior week versus a team that did. Last week, there was only one of those. It was Packers-Cowboys. I took it in the contest. It hit. This week, there are, let's see here. Oh, there's four. So the games where the team did not cover versus did, the Dallas Cowboys did not cover against the Packers and lost. They're playing the Vikings who did cover. So the bet there, take the Cowboys. If you want, again, there's a lot of other factors. It's more than just this. 49ers did not cover against the Chargers. Arizona Cardinals did. If you're on the fence, maybe lean Niners. I'll tell you the strategy that in a moment. Eagles, obviously we just saw them, did not cover. They're facing the Colts. The Colts did cover. This should have been the Carson Wentz revenge game, but it's not. And then finally, the Washington Commanders did cover. They're facing the Texans, who did not. It would be very rich of Washington to not cover in Houston. Now, the other thought process with this is that the betting public tends to gravitate toward what they just saw. If you saw this team, especially in prime time, cover the spread or not cover the spread, you're more likely to bet on them the following week. So, for instance, everybody just watched the Cowboys meltdown against the lowly Packers. I think Green Bay had lost like four in a row. Nobody is going to want the Packers this week. Everybody's going to say, Minnesota Vikings, come on, they just beat the Bills. You've got to ride with the Vikings. Now they're going home? Come on. I think it's at home. Now, come on, are you kidding me? Vikings all day. And you'll see. The line, based on where Vegas put it, already money is flowing on the Dallas Cowboys. And people out there are like, wait a minute, why is that happening? 49ers, Cardinals will be interesting. I don't think the public's going to gravitate toward Arizona. But the public did just get let down by the Niners in prime time. Niners, Chargers, Eagles, Colts. Are people going to ride the Jeff Saturday, Matt Ryan wave against the Eagles, who just look pedestrian, turnover prone in prime time? And then Washington Texans. Washington's like a hot team now. I think they've won 4 or 5. Oh, yeah, Texans. Oh, my gosh. They couldn't do anything against the Giants. Like, I'll say it quietly. Like, you know, Texans got in the red zone 6 times against the Giants. They were 1 for 6. Lovie Smith is kind of a buffoon. So, again, lots go into the handicap. You can break it down any way you want. If you're on the fence, just keep the did not cover versus did in mind. I'll say this. There was a year that I rode that pretty hard in the contest, and it did me very, very well. I just finished outside the money. It sucked. But it was one of those like weird, like, geez. The market just watching it and following it? It's just crazy. Anyways, all right, let's move on from that. I want to say this quote that I actually, a buddy sent it to me.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Can you guess who said this quote? The whole week during practice, the way he led and the professionalism, there early, stayed late, communication was through the roof. It was awesome to see. Okay, just the only hints. This is an NFL coach who said this, and he said it Sunday night or Monday morning, one of those two. I'll repeat it. The whole week during practice, the way he led and the professionalism, there early, stayed late, communication was through the roof. It was awesome to see. Folks, any guesses who said that? I've given you ample time. You've gone through the Rolodex of NFL coaches in your head, the winners from Sunday. You could even rule out Thursday. You can rule out Monday. It was Cliff Kingsbury. Leading at practice, professionalism, being there early, staying late, communication. That's as much of an open jab to Kyler Murray as you will see. That's unbelievable. Cliff Kingsbury is sending a message to Kyler Murray. Now, this is, it's openly, everybody knows they've disagreed a lot. They have not got along. I don't think Kyler respects Cliff. I think Kyler knows he got paid and he doesn't care. Remember, he was mouthing in that Thursday night game against the Saints, calm the F down, calm the F down. And DeAndre Hopkins had to step in. And then last week in the loss to Seattle, the Hard Knocks behind the scenes show, there was a clip of DeAndre Hopkins coming off the field asking Kyler, like, what the F was that? And Kyler was getting all defensive. And DeAndre Hopkins was like, calling out, listen, guys, I'm just telling you. The Kyler Murray situation in Arizona bears watching. Now, they're not moving him, obviously. I don't think he's going to up and leave for baseball. But nobody is happy in Arizona. They don't like their quarterback who, as Cliff Kingsbury alluded to, loves to get there late and leave early. And you guys know the stories about Buda Baker not liking Kyler Murray. You've seen the video, DeAndre Hopkins. Like, the guy's not endearing himself to the locker room. J.J. Watt is in that locker room. He's a leader. I would love to hear J.J. Watt. I would love to hear what Larry Fitzgerald has to say. And believe me, behind the scenes, I've heard he's not a fan of Kyler Murray. I would love to hear an honest interview with Larry Fitzgerald about Kyler Murray. I don't know that we'll get honesty because Larry Fitzgerald's a pro. He's not going to throw the guy under the bus. But I can say this. I know a guy at FS1 who was really critical of Kyler Murray. I think I might have even said it. And within like 48 hours, this guy's reps reached out to the guy and were like, yo, what's going on, dude? A little harsh. He's very sensitive. He's sensitive to criticism, whether it's from a coach, a teammate, the media. I defend it. It's weird. When you get new information, you adjust your previous thoughts. And I was a staunch defender of Ben Simmons for a long time. The longtime listeners of my radio show, they know. I defended Ben Simmons for a long time. I can do that no more. I defended Kyler Murray. I was a huge fan. I mean, obviously, I like watching him. The more you hear about what's going on there, you're out on him. You're just not a fan. It's like, no. But I'm curious if this quote makes the rounds today or if it gets buried. Listen, Kyler Murray has a powerful agent. He also reps Kingsbury. I'm curious if the agent is aware of the issues between those two. But I've piled on Arizona enough. While we're here, just for the listeners who stayed to the very end, did fire a couple wagers for NFL Week 11. I'm calling up one of the accounts here, and we have Pittsburgh Steelers +5 against the Bengals. I laid 12.5 with the Ravens. Don't like that. And I took the over on Bears Falcons over 50.5. I'm excited for that game. I just like watching Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears right now. I guess we can wrap up with a quick minute on the NBA. I was watching some highlights. Nice to see the Warriors get the dub. Happy for my Hawks. Yes, they're my Atlanta Hawks. Good to see, what's his name? LaMelo Ball back in action. Didn't shoot it particularly well, but Charlotte got the dub. Still no Paolo Banchero, which is not great for Orlando. No disrespect, but they're kind of unwatchable without Paolo. And it's also kind of nice to see Kawhi Leonard not playing for the Clippers. Paperclips, by the way, 8-6. The Rockets are just, they're terrible. Jabari Smith struggling, the rookie. Kawhi Leonard, every night, one of the first things I do is I look, did Kawhi Leonard play? And it's like, wait, he didn't start. Did he come off the bench? No, he didn't come off the bench. John Wall, not always playing. It's basically Paul George, Reggie Jackson, and this Clippers team. I cannot believe I took them to maybe go far in the Western Conference. Like, how stupid was I? But at least my Hawks got the win over the Bucks. Bucks are starting to take some hits here. They're not the undefeated Milwaukee Bucks they once were. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We may have a super special guest. Don't know if we've locked him down yet. We're efforting it, but we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed.
The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.